You're listening to Season 2, Episode 1 of Dune's Vibrations Podcasts, entitled, The Pleasure Principle.
I know, you think everything you see around you is all there is. You're wrong, and it's not your fault. Religious or atheist, you've been brainwashed for thousands of years. Welcome to your Portal to God Dimensions and Dune's Vibrations podcast, bringing you unorthodox and controversial material you will not see or hear anywhere else in the world. And I know you won't believe this, but I'm nearing 100 and speaking to you from a higher dimension. Thank you for listening. 95% of the world believes in a God. Unfortunately, they're all worshiping their religion and their priests and totally wrong gods. And the church banned belief in the worship of multiple gods years ago, even though the world's religions all believe in different gods. So many contradictions that I hardly know where to begin. Someone posted a comment on the YouTube music of the group Truth, whose song you just heard. He said, "This dark world needs them and their message now more than ever." A lot of people feel the same way, which is very strange because, again, 95% of this dark world believes in God. So what's the problem? The problem is the world's various gods are all false church gods that don't work, and humanity is sinking and getting sick physically and mentally with all sorts of problems. When the Bible says God is in you, they mean it, for the God they're talking about is your God right brain, which we can call Him out of respect for the fact that it is truly an independent alien being, alive and living inside the right side of our very swelled heads. So, now let's talk about the deal, which I've been offering up to you all for a long time now, and which almost no one is getting. It's a two-sided coin. One side holds immortality and abundance and protection, and on the other side is purity, but not in that you must do anything, but that you must not do certain things, which are totally unnecessary and harmful in many ways anyway, in order to undo all the damage you have done to your system. Let's first address the really big elephant in the room, the absolute truth underlying all that I'm presenting. That you are gods by activating your God right brain is that you must be pure in every way. And the big thing that everyone objects to is that it includes stopping any and all forms of sexual activity, not to mention stopping drugs, alcohol, smoking, and caffeine, all of which are drugs that affect your brain, chocolate included. Oh my God, how terrible! I recently bumped into an old friend on the sidewalk, and after a few minutes of catching up, I started talking about the concept of his own personal God right brain. He said, "That's great, and that's about the big head. What about the small head?" pointing downward. I told him, "Well, that has to go by the wayside." He said,
"That's not gonna happen."
He's 65 years old. Amazing. He could never say to himself, "Been there, done that." It never occurred to him that he's had enough a long time ago of all the fucking and jerking and producing children and frying his brain and body by watching porn. Why? Because he thinks he's going to die anyway. So why sacrifice pleasure? Besides not being aware of the connection between the fun activities of sex and drugs and illness and death, not to mention accidental injury, we've been programmed to believe that everyone gets sick and dies, and everyone must get sick and die. One of the two things that people say are certain in life is death. It's a complete lie. The ancients knew that illness, accidents, and death are not inevitable and not required. That we are not meant to die. In fact, in ancient times, many people lived hundreds of years. Later, man screwed that all up and started killing himself. Those immortal ancients knew we can be unconditionally protected. But there are rules to be followed. You should see Psalm 91. Getting sick and dying is not our inheritance, and it's a contradiction of what everyone says is the purpose of a God, to provide protection and provide what religious people call miracles. Maybe animals must die, but the big difference between humans and animals is that humans can evolve to be gods, and gods do not die, no matter what lies the church and other religions teach. So as a result, all humans are sitting around right now, drinking and smoking and jerking off and saying to themselves, I'm going to die anyway, so why not enjoy myself and my body? What the fuck is the difference if I die now or 10 years from now? This is an illogical contradiction, because when they're lying on their deathbed, maybe tomorrow, they'll do anything to stay alive another day, including spending all their money on doctors, medicines, and treatments. A distant relative smoked every waking hour of her life for this reason. She said, what the fuck? I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to keep smoking every second. She died of lung cancer and took her husband with her because of her secondhand smoke. Good job. So when you now find out that you do not have to die or get old, but only if you stay pure in every way, it's kind of hard to believe. But if you do believe me, you've got to be saying to yourself, oh my God, I'm basically killing myself with all the shit I'm doing to myself. Some people I know have said, what if it doesn't work? Wow, that doesn't even make an ounce of sense. They will have given up everything that's spared for them with no result. How terrible. But the fact is, it's impossible to see no effective results by stopping doing bad things to yourself. Also, the fact is, soon after they gave all that shit up, which they should have had enough by now, at least by age 40, they would have become enlightened and powerful enough and creators of reality enough to see that they truly are immortal gods. They'll also see what I call the pleasure principle, the real ecstatic pleasure one gets every single second by being immortal, having no aches or pains or drugs, being clear-minded, knowing nothing bad can happen in any way, and being the creator of your own reality simply by energizing and asking the right questions. And again, there are rules. This constant ecstatic pleasure goes way beyond any physical pleasures one might get from sex or drugs like alcohol, which have severe, painful, and long-lasting after effects and side effects. But no one is willing to try the road less traveled because their wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend won't stand for it, or they might even leave them. Well, they'd be leaving someone who has become a god. I found that when you do get connected to your God right brain and be pure and energized, all relationships are healed, and those who don't come back to you are not meant to come back to you. What about quality of life? There are those who say, I don't want to be 400 or 500 years old and totally decrepit and incapacitated, living a totally boring life. Hey, none of that can be true. How can you be immortal without total health and safety? If you can't get sick, then you can't ever deteriorate in mind or body. No wheelchairs, no home elevators, no Alzheimer's, no car accidents, no falling down so you can't get up, no hip or knee surgeries. Your life is today just like it was when you were 5 or 10 or 30 years old. There's no yesterday or tomorrow, only now. In fact, the longer you live, the faster time goes and even approaches zero, which means time no longer exists. When you are 1 year old, another year is 100% of your life. When you are 100 years old, a year is 1/100th of your life. At 1,000, a year is next to nothing, 1/1000th of your total life. When you're 4,000 years old, 1 second will feel like 1/100th of a second compared to your 40-year-old self. That's pretty damned fast. Obviously, with immortality, time has no meaning at all, as a second approaches zero time. I'm nearing 100 myself, and Christmas is now coming every year in the blink of an eye. The Christmas tree goes up and down and up and down and up and down. My head is spinning. You're traveling through time and space at about 500,000 miles per hour, standing on a rock, exposed to all the dangers of the vastness of outer space. It's a miracle we survived the day. You don't think something is protecting you? But bad things do happen to you, with much more to hit you if you don't follow all this. The reason you haven't died yet is because you're at a certain energy level, which is just enough to keep you alive with nothing really terrible happening, except for illnesses and accidents. But as you keep abusing yourself and get older and older, your energy level declines and you get closer and closer to that final day of death. The fact is, without a high enough level of energy, you are already in the process of dying, which includes illness and accidents. No one dies of old age or for no apparent reason. The bottom line here is this. You think it's normal to have car accidents, diseases, bad luck, and deaths for you and your family. It's not. It's not. You are making it all happen to yourself, caused by all the bad things you do to yourself, because you think all the shit in life is normal, because you have been brainwashed into thinking so. They want you to get sick and die. It benefits them in so many ways. Now let's talk about the other side of the coin, invisible dimensions. The other thing I'm asking you to believe in is something that is totally invisible and very powerful in affecting your life, your multidimensional multiverse. It's not about religion, it's about science. The ancients knew the science of this and had a very weird word for it, pneuma, starting with P, like pneumatic. P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I-C, pneumatic, pertaining to a tool that is operated with air pressure power. You can move mountains with invisible air power. Powerful explosions, bombs, are destructive or constructive because of air pressure power, and that comes about from energy.
A waterfront warehouse containing thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate caught fire and detonated. The blast killed over 200 people, injured thousands, and left an estimated 300,000 homeless.
How do audio speakers work? Air pressure. The higher you raise the energy, electricity, through the volume control, the louder the sound gets because the speaker cones move more air. Higher energy means higher frequency vibrations, 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 air pressure power. Breathe. Breathe. The dictionary actually got it right because the second definition says pneumatic is pertaining to the spirit. Spirit is the word the church chose because it's vague and dumps much confusion on the innocent public. In ancient times, you know, the ancients, they told their friends, you gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Gotta have faith, faith, faith. Gotta have faith, faith, faith.
To trust reaching those invisible higher spirit, air pressure, powerful God dimensions tomorrow by being pure today. And trust that the air spirit, powerful invisible gods of those higher dimensions will protect and provide and create reality for you upon request. They will move mountains for you to create your reality. So how do you trust the fact that I'm telling you about all this from personal experience, backed by many years of research and experimentation?
Gotta have faith, faith, faith. Gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Faith is trust, trusting what you cannot see. If you ask a friend to mail a letter for you today, and the next day you ask him if he mailed it, you actually don't trust him to have done it. Now you must trust me and trust what you cannot see. The process of being pure, which builds energy, which builds invisible air pressure, pneumatic, invisible spirit power of higher God dimensions. There's a third side to this deal. I'm also asking you to believe in your invisible God right brain. Technically, it's not really invisible because it's a real physical thing. But you can't see it because it's locked inside a protective, thick, rock-hard skull. But the fact that it's God is definitely invisible. There's no physical, court-approved evidence that it's an alien God alive and living inside your head. I can't even prove the ancients called your right brain God, except for a very high mountain of hard evidence exposing all sorts of ancient legends and myths about gods being in the brain in my book, Top Secrets of the Universe. But even all those myths and legends and stories are totally shrouded in allegory and metaphor and ancient languages, very difficult to decipher and untangle. It took me many years to do so and write it up in my book, Top Secrets of the Universe. It was so complex that even though I discovered many years ago that Christ was the corpus callosum and a brain slice image together, both in the human brain, it took me all those many years to realize that since Christ was in the brain, along with Mary and doves and angels and Santa Claus and far more, that God was also in the brain. In fact, the right brain itself, one of two brains we have, not just one. You really must learn more about all of this, especially in my three-book series, True God Rules. But How to Wake the Gods in You and Top Secrets of the Universe are equally important, containing information and direction you will not see anywhere else. You really need to see all the details and proof of everything in these books, especially Top Secrets of the Universe, which was 3 years in the making. Every one of its huge pages is a chapter in itself. And my newest book, How to Wake the Gods in You, is especially important as well. It's more than you'll ever imagine. So that's it for today. Thank you all so very much for your love and supportiveness. Please be sure to visit my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. Explore its vast amount of resources for rising to higher dimensions of life. See all my books containing many years of Godsight and research. Also see the latest information, updates, and insights in my blog, forum, and portal feed at my website at portaltogoddimensions.com. That's portal, the number two, God Dimensions, with one D, all one word, .com. Thanks again for joining me.